Chief Justice, may it please the court. It's an old joke, but when a man argues against two beautiful ladies like this, they're going to have the last word.
She spoke not elegantly, but with unmistakable clarity. She said, "I ask no favor for my sex. All I ask of our brethren is that they take their feet off our necks."
Strict Scrutiny fans, welcome back. This is a very special episode. We're not even going to talk about the court or court culture or breaking news. Instead, we are going to channel our big Oprah energy and bring the people what they've been asking for, our favorite holiday picks. So that's right, folks. This is a very special Strict Scrutiny episode where we're going to be giving you the rundown on everything that we're going to be stuffing stockings with this holiday season. So listen up. It's a big one. All right, let's get started.
Melissa, what are some of your favorite things?
Okay, I think we should just note that I really wanted to do this episode. So yes, like I am the big Oprah energy. You get a holiday present.
I'm mostly just here to get some last minute gift ideas.
I'm here for you. Like you want some last minute gift ideas, I've got them.
Thanks, Melissa.
So as you know, I am actually incredibly impressed with Justice Alito's skincare regime. I don't know what it is, but I will say that this man just turned 70 and his skin looks amazing. So if you too aspire to have the face of a 40-year-old when you are in your 70s, I like to think that Justice Alito is doing something extra special. I like to think that he is using the Cary Grant skincare travel kit, which is available at www.carygran.com. It is a simple, elegant skincare regimen that is ideal for every age and every stage of life. The products in this two-week trial kit, which retails for just $25, are packed with ingredients abundant in antioxidants and omega fatty acids that nourish and hydrate the skin while also helping to support skin's overall health. And I have used this. I love it. It feels super good. It's like an oil that you cleanse your face with, and then you put on a serum, and then you're done. So it's super fast, super easy. It feels really good. It smells really beautiful. And I like to think it is making me look like a 40-year-old/70-year-old right now. So I'm very pleased with it. And I liked it so much, I gave it to my girls. So you too can look like...
Well, Melissa did send me and Leah a package of it. And so we are hoping that it is the essence of what makes Melissa so beautiful in a bottle, but I haven't actually tried it yet. Have you, Leah?
No.
You guys don't sound as excited as I want you to be. I want more energy from you. Like,
well, because we don't think it can be bottled. Like the zhuzh of Melissa.
You're not going for me. Like, I mean, like it, seriously,
I'm going for Sam Alito.
Say what you will, he has incredible skin.
Like, okay, so can I say something when you say he's sort of not really aging? So I am right now reading. I just finished reading The Hobbit, and I'm now reading the first of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, The Fellowship of the Ring. And I haven't read these books in 30 years, but do you, the ring, the one ring to rule them all, has anti-aging properties? I didn't remember this. So, you know, so the Fellowship starts with Bilbo throwing his 11th birthday party. He's 110, it's his 11th party. And everyone in the Shire, which is where the hobbits live, has been noticing for years that he's just not aging. And I think, you know, this ring of power is responsible. Anyway, so I'm not drawing any connections to Sam Alito. I'm just noting that other things have
or
anti-aging
hobbits.
Properties.
Or Gollum. Or...
Many connections could be drawn.
I don't know about rings. Like, all I know is I'm trying this Cary Grant thing. I really like it. I hope you guys like it too. I think it's like a very affordable price point if you just want to try something out, and it comes in this little sort of travel trial kit. And it's very simple because I definitely do not have time to do lots of skin things. So this is perfect. And so I hope you like it as much as I do.
I can't wait to try.
All right. My second gift idea is one for the little people in your life. And so I don't know if you're like me, but when I buy books for kids, especially kids of color, I would like them to to see themselves in the books. And one of the things I really struggled with when my kids were younger were that books that featured African-American kids were often about the civil rights movement. So it was sort of like, you know, John meets Martin Luther King Jr., or John is in a bus boycott or something like that. And I just kind of wanted kids who were doing normal things like getting a dog or going to the beach with their families. And a lot of the books just all had these civil rights or slavery themes. So along comes Jambo Books, which is a book club that was started by a Yale Law School grad, Misha Butcher Godfrey, and her husband, Renako Godfrey. And they decided that they were having the same problem, finding books for their children. So they started this book club. It's a subscription book club. So every month, you get 2 to 3 age-appropriate books that feature children of colors as the stars of their own stories, doing things like making friends and raising pets, loving grandparents and fighting dragons. And the books all arrive in a personalized box that is decorated with art that celebrates the joy of childhood and comes with a personalized letter for your child. And they have offered us a special promo code for 10% off your subscription. So the code is JAMBOSSP, Jambo Strict Scrutiny Podcast. So if you are inclined and you have some gifts to get for the young people in your life, this would be a great option.
So I told you I started the process but didn't finish the process of ordering this for my kids, who I hope won't listen to this podcast before they open their Christmas presents. I don't even know if the first installment will come in time to be wrapped under the tree, but it sounds great. And I was going to say, I was going to call it actually two books that my 9-year-old recently read and really liked are graphic novels with kids of color as their protagonists, are Class Act and The New Kid. I don't know if your kids have read these books.
Oh, yeah. We've read The New Kid.
They're really wonderful recent books. But I'm excited to see what this service sends us.
And then my final gift is brought to you with the imprimatur of royalty. And that, of course, is Duchess Meghan's new investment, Clever Blends Oat Milk Lattes. I don't drink coffee. I've never had coffee. But when I learned that Duchess Meghan had invested in Clever Brands Oat Milk Lattes, I decided I was going to taste coffee for the first time. And so I ordered it. I haven't tried it, but this is going to be a gift I give to people because I'm supporting Duchess Meghan and bringing down the British royal family all with my credit card. And I'm fine with that.
So I don't have nearly as cool gift ideas.
It's hard to follow this.
Wait, if you want to feel super cool, listen to my gift ideas and realize how awesome and well-adjusted your life is. How about that? So one gift idea for the little four-legged people in your life would be dog bandanas. If you think there is not a dog bandana for a particular occasion, I guarantee you, you are wrong. My dog, Stevie Nicks, has a bandana for practically every day of the year.
Can't confirm.
You can personalize your bandanas. You can get them.
Where are you
anything.
Getting them from?
So I'm just about to share.
Okay.
And I also have discount codes to share since my dog is a model for these dog bandana companies. Again, I told you, if you want to feel well-adjusted and awesome, you're about to. So one dog bandana company you could use is called Handpicked by Hadley, and that is on Etsy. And you can use Stevie's discount code, Stevie10, to get a 10% discount. Or you can go to L and Dill, also on Etsy, and use Stevie's discount code, Stevie15. That's where Stevie's Handmaid's Tale bandana is from. So if you want counterculture bandanas, I would recommend L and Dill.
Can you put a bandana on a child? Like, what's the protocol?
So some people have asked this. I believe the answer is yes. They sell them in various sizes, but not having any children of my own, I can't actually personally attest to this. Sorry.
It'll be like some big, you know, cowboy energy, but I think it might be fun.
I think it could happen.
Like a bib.
Second gift idea would be some Taylor Swift Evermore album inspired flannel. Evermore album is amazing. Unfortunately, however, the only merchandise she is offering from the album are sweatshirts with Evermore-like images on them. But we all associate the album with that amazing flannel coat she's wearing. So if you want some Evermore looking like flannel, you can go to Madewell, which makes wonderful flannel, some of which looks kind of Evermore-like. So that's what I would recommend.
And I think they're having lots of promos right now because they're trying to clear out the holiday merchandise and get ready for January. So you could wait until after the holiday to really cash in on that.
Yeah.
That's it, Leah.
I mean, haven't I said enough to embarrass myself?
No, these are great ideas. No, I was just trying to buy more time to come up with my own.
So I don't have anything as inspired. So I, you know, I bought a bunch of copies of A Promised Land, Barack Obama's autobiography, which I feel like is a good book to read in hard copy. So for like my father-in-law and, you know, various cousins and stuff, I think that's a nice gift.
The Audible audiobook of it is great.
Is it? You listen to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I listened to it while I was washing the dishes.
Nice. It's a long ass book. How many dishes did you wash?
It's like over a series of nights, but it was like he was talking to me while I was watching.
Yeah, maybe
dishes.
I'll listen to it too. I haven't read it yet, but I feel like this one I'll probably read. So I got something maybe about 2 weeks ago for some students. So I think I've mentioned that I was the chair of our appointments committee, which was a lot of time and work. And we had a group of students interview all the candidates who came through for callbacks. And that was like a serious undertaking. And they wrote up these very like detailed notes on the candidates. And they were just like an awesome group. They like read the papers and asked penetrating questions about the papers. So I wanted to send them a little something. So there's this great bakery in Manhattan called Funny Face Bakery that does these like face cookies. And so they did RBG face cookies and then just like some chocolate chip cookies they threw in. So I sent everybody RBG cookies. And maybe I should have mixed up the justices, but like the other faces are just like hard to render. And anyway, they had like a menu order item that was RBG face cookies. So it was made very easy. So those went over well. They're such good cookies. So that's a gift idea. I haven't yet put in the mail for you guys these like spiced pecans that I make and that I aspire to like send people as gifts. Oh, Melissa's making the faces. It's like, I should do it. These are really good pecans.
I had some of those.
Oh, you had them.
We
were on
the
TV set together this time last year. Oh, when we were covering impeachment. That's right. So
that was like 157 years ago.
God, but it was really a year ago.
It was just a year ago.
Just a year ago.
Someday someone will let me appear on television so I can make all of my faces to a live audience. TV execs, if you're interested, you know where to find me.
Those are great faces. If you want to make those faces on TV, I feel like that can easily be arranged.
Those were delicious. Those were like legitimately
they were good.
Delicious.
They were really good. And I made a shit ton. So I just need to actually like, I'm just scared of the post office still. Like they're just, the post office by me is like, there are long lines because they're not letting a lot of people in at once. But like every time I pass it, I'm just like, oh, I got to mail stuff, but I don't really want to wait in line for this long. So there's that. A friend got me this fabulous sweater that has When There Are Nine, right? A very famous RBG quote on it that is not in the closet with me right now. And so I can't actually pull out and show you guys or describe to our listeners. But Melissa, right, you think it's probably from this like Etsy like crafter?
No, I think it's from this very fancy label called Lingua Franca.
Okay.
Right. And there's a store on Bleecker Street in New York City. And I think they also sell through a museum. I think they sell through the Guggenheim and the Whitney and also have their own standalone online presence as well. But they're really pricey. So they're cashmere sweaters. And then they have these embroidered things on the front. Like, you know, one is like Champagne Mommy, When There Are Nine, Vote. They had one of those. And so but they're $400 or more.
So I think it's possible my friend, when she gave it to me in this like very sort of like ceremonious kind of way, and I was like, oh, thanks for the sweater. But I now realize I was not sufficiently.
I think you need to go back to your friend and be like, thanks for the sweater.
I had no idea what I was getting.
But there's a hack. So as you say, you can find all kinds of people on Etsy who are incredibly talented and make lots of beautiful things. But there's this woman with an Etsy store, and the store is called The Lady Doth. And she also embroiders cashmere sweaters with the, you know, emblem of your choice. You can have it say whatever you want to say. She has a whole Schitt's Creek line. She also embroiders sweatshirts. So if a cashmere sweater is not in your budget, you could also get a sweatshirt and have it embroidered. So I got one that said, I'm speaking, per Kamala Harris.
Oh, I've seen that.
It was great. And so I got one as a gift for another person. So that's another one too. You could get one for your friend and like, look, I got this knockoff version of your gift.
For $50.
For $50.
I think she'd appreciate that. I don't think she needs cashmere. This is not thematic, but I will say one of my favorite cheap acquisitions in this kind of quarantine period is a pull-up bar that you install in like your door frame. Leah's nodding. Do you have one of those?
No, but I'm getting one.
So I'm doing pull-ups for the first time since college, and it is so much fun, and you can really build pull-up capacity quickly, and they cost like $20. And we actually did anchor ours with screws, but you can have just the tension ones that you just like, you know, hope you've like tightened enough that they're going to hold you up. But you're getting one, Leah. Seriously, pull-ups are really fun to do.
Are they? Okay.
Melissa, you're trying to get me to get a Peloton. So Leah and I are going to get you to get a pull-up bar.
I have not said anything to you about getting a Peloton. That's I've true. Just said if you want, like Leah has been pushing for the Peloton. Leah jumps everyone in. She's a pusher of Peloton.
It's true.
It just sounds really fun to do classes with you guys. Like, have you been talking SCOTUS or the law, like, on your bikes or
no? No.
Yeah.
No. I one time hopped on video to Melissa while doing a class, and she was really creeped out.
I didn't know what was happening. Right. It was really
you were
scary.
Creeped out.
Not by you, but just, like, by the circumstance. I mean, it was, like, literally, I do it first thing in the morning. So, you know, it's, like, I don't even, like, my hair is a mess and whatnot. I'm, like, half awake. And then all of a sudden, it's, like, hey, Melissa. And I'm, like, who the F is that? And it was Leah. And I was, like, oh, God.
All right, I have one more pandemic kind of inspired gift idea, but it's also not really SCOTUS theme, but it could be. Wait, I forgot the name of the movie. I've now promised you I'm going to try to watch, Melissa. Will you remind me of the name of the movie?
Oh, The Woman in Gold.
Oh, The Woman in Gold. So we invested like maybe 6 months ago in a little tiny projector so you can watch movies outside, which allows for some socializing outdoors in these pandemic times. And we at least are still not indoors with anybody not in our media family. And so like my kid turned 9 a couple weeks ago. And so we put this little, you know, hung a sheet in our backyard and put this little projector out and played Harry Potter 3. And three other kids came over and they sat in kind of like opposite corners of the yard. And it felt very safe. And they got to actually have a gathering. Anyway, these little tiny like projectors are cost a couple $100 and actually are pretty awesome to have. And I feel like that could be a really good gift idea.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And you could watch one of any number of SCOTUS themed films, many of which we actually promoted, I think, about this time last year when we did an episode about SCOTUS Goes to the Movies. All right.
You could have a SCOTUS film festival.
We should actually mention that there's the Pauli Murray documentary coming out. I actually, apart from it's the same team that brought you the RBG documentary, I don't know much about the film itself. Do you?
I do. So it's brought to you by the team that brought you RBG. So that's Julie Cohen and Betsy West. And they are doing a documentary on Pauli Murray. And Pauli Murray, we've mentioned many times on this podcast, was an African-American lawyer who really, I think, sort of started probing this idea about using race as a means of analogizing to the issue of gender. So, you know, what Thurgood Marshall did for race jurisprudence, she used those same moves to sort of talk about what she saw as the same kind of invidious discrimination against women. She called it Jane Crow, again, a sort of nod to Jim Crow. She's never really gotten her due. Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioned her and credited her in the grandmother brief that she filed on behalf of the ACLU Women's Rights Project in Reed versus Reed. But she really has been lost to history, but there's been this real effort to recover her. There is a center on her. They are trying to renovate and restore her childhood home in North Carolina right now. And there's currently a fundraising campaign to do that. And so I think it's really terrific that Julie and Betsy are bringing this film forward and really shining a light on her. And she's just exceptional. She's a graduate of Howard Law School, the University of California, Berkeley's Law School, and also Yale Law School. So, and she was also the first African-American woman to become an Episcopalian priest. So she's a first on many levels. And can we tell people that we're going to invite Julie and Betsy to the show to talk about this?
I mean, we kind of did on Twitter, so.
Oh, yeah, we did. Okay. Twitter, just us and a few million of our friends. But yes, so they're going to be coming on to the show to talk about their work on this documentary and about Pauli Murray and her life and legacy. So really excited. And she's not related to me. Like, that's also important to note. Someone on Twitter said that Pauli Murray was my mother, and I had to disabuse them of that. In the same way I've disabused people of the notion that Charles Murray is my father. I am not related to either of these Murrays.
Although she's sort of the spiritual godmother of a lot of sort of feminist legal theory, right?
I would love for her to be my spiritual godmother. That's right. That seems right. Absolutely.
So should we wrap? Are we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
We hope this gave you a place to start if you have any last minute gift gaps that you have to fill in. Thanks for indulging us. This was just a good way for us to let off.
We didn't even mention our swag. Before we go, we should say there's all kinds of fabulous merch. Maybe it goes without saying, but like mugs, dog bandanas, sweatshirts, t-shirts, you know. Visit our website.
Tank tops, like you name it, we've got it. Face masks, all
of it. Tote bags.
You can get it all. But thank you for entertaining this little offshoot episode. We hope you have a safe and healthy holiday season, and we look forward to seeing you in a brand new spanking year, hopefully under better circumstances. So see you then. Many thanks to Melody, our producer, and to Eddie Cooper, who does our music, and of course to all of our subscribers.